Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tuesday afternoon, July the 6th, 2010. Jim Landry is the speaker of this service, teaching on God's Special Operation Forces. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
God gave the Israelites power. He did not tell them to make friends with the inhabitants of the lands. God did not tell the Israelites to attempt to control them, manage them, box them in a certain place and use them as prisoners. Once they came into the promised land, God never intended for the Israelites to do such. But there are those who choose the world way today, supposedly in the church. They prefer disease management. AAA, 12 steps, drug abuse programs, anger management programs. Don't need any deliverance. All I need is the patch. Or I use cigarette gum. And so there's no reason to pray and fast and discipline themselves to come to a prayer meeting, because all they need to do is buy the patch. This is what we are moving to in this time in our lifetime. We need to be aware of what's taking place. And these individuals that trade with the devil, they always lose. Anytime you trade with the devil, he's gonna collect. Trade with Jesus. He's the only one that gives freely. He gives freely. If you trade with the devil, you're going to pay. Well, in verse 55 it says, "But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricked in your eyes, thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you, as I thought to do unto them." Once again, we got the warning here, is not to be at peace with our enemies. I don't know if I'm getting this point over today. In this little short meeting, my job here at this particular time, I hope, and if I'm following what the Lord is doing, is to encourage you in the battle. To encourage you. You're the soldiers. You've been called. Step up to the plate and do your job. Your enemy is not at peace with you. Your enemy will never be at peace with you. We have a responsibility as believers to practice the ministry of deliverance, or we may suffer unnecessarily in our bodies and minds due to the rebellion of not being in obedience to the commandments of God. In Romans, the 12th chapter, the Bible says in verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whomsoever therefore resisteth the authority, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation," translated judgment. Don't have a lot of time to spend on authority, submission, issues, but we do have a number of tapes on that from a number of teachers that have taught over the years. But I would like to say that I warn the church again that there is far too much anti-submissiveness in the church. There are far too many King Saul spirits that are surfacing in the church unchallenged. There are far too many individuals who will tell you or pretend to tell you that they know little or nothing about ministry, but they do everything. They do everything. But they will not submit to God's delegated authority. We have too much wishy-washy in the church today. Let it not be once accounted to one of us. Let us be found as delegated authorities, accountable, responsible. Let us work out of an excellent spirit. Let us have purpose. You ought to have purpose in your ministry. You say, "Well, I'm not reaching the many people like you." I'm telling you, just a few short years ago, we were just dealing. I'm still content to be on Magnolia Street, and many of the ministers here come there, where the gangs and the Crips and the Bloods, gangsters, and everybody else is right there. I love it. And I'm just as content to sit there on Friday night with two people or 22 people or whatever. So don't tell me this sob story about, well, I don't have anybody, I can't pray for nobody, I'm not doing it. I'm telling you, God don't want to hear that. It's an attitude first. He's looking at your attitude. Are you willing to work? Are you willing to obey? Will you trust Him and have faith in Him? You got to make up your mind that I am a soldier. First, you got to make sure you got to have your attitude made up, your mind made up that you're a soldier. Then God says, okay, right now I'm going to put you to war. He'll do it. He'll send people for you to help. He'll send people for you to minister to. You say, well, I'm a mess. Well, we get blessed when we bless others. See, there's too much out there on the money thing. And we want that rhetorical blessing back, the recipient back to us. But I'm telling you, there's nothing greater than a person who would lay down his life for a brother. Oh. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, most of us don't want to practice on delivery. We're scared the demon's going to get us. Well, you ain't really laid down your life for your brother then. And most of the people that I've talked to, and most of you probably have too, that said they started off in deliverance, they was trapped in the basement, husband and wife talking to somebody, the demon manifest, they didn't know what to do. They just said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they still living today. But now you want to go through a 12-week course on deliverance. And I can teach those. And that's okay, but first you got to get your attitude right. Education don't do nothing to make you more prepared to how to research. And I got more degrees than a thermometer. It don't mean nothing. I know I ain't sound like no degree person here today. I know I'm not. I'm using the ancient and everything else. In Mark, the 15th chapter, let me finish with this part of the message. Let's see if we can... If we didn't get a parade rained out on anybody today, well, maybe we'll get one with this one. In Mark, the 15th chapter, verse 7. Let me read a little bit about Barabbas. In verse 7 of Mark 15, it says, And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him who had committed murder in this insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to be as he had ever done unto them. Verse 8. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered Jesus for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye that I should do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil had he done? And why? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him, kill him. And so Pilate, willing to be content with the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the problem is here, as I conclude this part of the ministry of deliverance here, that many have also rejected Jesus' ministry to the captives, and they are releasing spirits of Barabbas. Yes, there are many Barabbas spirits that are being released in the church. And so as you analyze and dissect the message that has been brought to you to encourage you to go into the battlefield, my question to you would be, whom would you desire released to you? Jesus, the deliverer, or Barabbas, the murderer? You have to make a choice. On the other hand, we accept Barabbas when we refuse to deal with our issues. When you refuse to deal with your issues. When you refuse to go to God and seriously place your life before Him as an instrument so that He can work with you, you release Barabbas. Because you're not releasing Jesus. We need to pray. We need to fast. When we find a situation that's not responding to ministry, we got an issue. It's unresolved. We pray. We fast. We go for counsel. We repent. We worship the Lord. We praise the Lord. And yet it's still something there. It could be that you're going through something that God wants you to deal with. Or it could be something that God says you're not dealing with. I don't know. I do know that when you're not dealing with it, that you're releasing the Barabbas spirit. After you've done all you know to do, then you need to submit yourselves for deliverance. And this is what I did when I came to my pastor in Beaumont, Texas, Pastor Dean. I went to him and I said, Pastor Dean, I believe I got a demon. And he came against three of them. I said, my goodness, he went after three. I thought I had a demon. And he came against three demons, and that was the change of my life some 20-some years ago. And I've been chasing them boys ever since in my life, my children's life, the life of others, and will continue to do so until I get out of here. I'm going to go out shooting. I'm going to go out with my finger tied into the with the trigger, and I don't want to let go. Fight all the way out of here. Okay. Maybe something was said that let you know. I told you a lot of stuff then. I want you to take this thing and understand what I'm saying, because you'd have to know me, because I put a lot of pastoral teaching out here today. And I do teach from a different office from time to time. That doesn't mean me better than that. I just know the difference. Some of us go to church, don't even know when it's a prophetic message or when it's a... Unless they say, this is the Lord, thus saith our God. A person just preaches a message, you can tell if it's prophetic if you've got an ear to hear. You can tell when the evangelist is teaching. You can tell when it's a teacher. You ought to be able to tell when the heart of a pastor is teaching. But a man shouldn't have to say, I'm Apostle Landry, and then start teaching for 2 hours on administration. You ought to be the teacher on the apostolic authority and the secular authority, and you ought to figure it out. It's an apostolic teaching. That's an apostle. But we want titles. Why don't you take the one they set up on the cross up there? King of the Jews. Let him be the king then. All right. The reason why I took an extra moment to say that to you is because I said some real challenging things, and I'm going to have to go to the Father to make sure that, because I'm responsible for all the ears that I teach to, and I've done everything I could to tell you that, even though I put some pretty strong stuff out there about people that are not able to be attentive, not able to respond, doing things contrary to authority, camp issues and stuff like that, I have to be careful how I deliver to you. It is imperative that you know that I really do what I say I do. Love them, go after them, fish them, but they out there. So maybe if somebody else would do what I do, instead of saying, I don't want to be around here, I can tell, look how he acting. He said, say, how you doing, John? Man, you missed the word, man. It was a good word. Yeah, I was out there watching the children. Oh, okay, I understand. I mean, that's all right. There's somebody else saying, hey, man, well, look, it was so good. Yeah, that's what the other guy said. Man, I probably should have went there. And another person come out there. Man, you should have been in there, man. You already know what it is. A demon got him out there. He said, man, you showed a good word. You say, well, I'll be there tomorrow at 1:30, I guarantee you. But we won't even take that much time. So maybe that's why God had me tell you that. We're all responsible. We're a team. We help us to one another. Will you repeat after me? I'm going to lead you to some renunciation prayers. And then I'm going to come against some common and familiar demonic names. Some of you may have never went through renunciation prayers in context. And I'd like to do that. And those that want to participate, you may. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to. Just sit down there and pretend. Move your lips. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to try to throw anything out at anybody that's not ready. We don't want you to just move your lips. This is a bit of humor. I'm sorry. Well, you repeat after me. Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, and humility of soul, conviction of spirit, do I make the following confession? I have sinned against you. I've disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I opened to Satan. And I ask you now, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the following. I renounce the occult. I renounce witchcraft, magic, black and white, and yellow. I renounce all seances, clairvoyance, mediums, any contact with familiar spirits, and the belief of UFOs. I renounce any participation with Ouija boards and any other occult games. I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot, or other card layings and pendulum. Now, this is where this, the enemy is a master and a legalist. And so some of us in here, like me, in 50s and some 60s and some 70s, might be some 20s and so forth like that. But some of us have forgot when we played with some of this junk when we was in high school and people sit down at your desk, you're in the ninth grade, let me read your poem. I learned this at the fair. So we say, oh, I'll just skip over there to get to something that really applies to me, then I'll agree. Don't cafeteria. Just go for it. You don't know what happened in your bloodline, your father, your grandfather, great-grandfather. So we're taking back what the enemy stole for us. We're going to walk in our inheritance. Well, they've been preaching about it all weekend. So don't just say, everybody come up here, preach, cast out devils, cast out devils. But I will. And we give you balance. So you're getting a balance, and everything is working together. So don't cafeteria and say, oh, I'll take that, I don't want that, I'll take that, I don't want that. I renounce all astrology. All of the interests in horoscopes, signs of the zodiac. You should be able to take a second thought to try to remember what it was when you was in the world. I didn't even think about it. I had to go for a few seconds to think about what it was. If you'd like that, well, I know what happened on Christmas Day. Deck the halls with balls. Well, you out there in La La Land at the mall. You need to take back what the enemy's trying to steal from you. A soldier is not going to be concerned about the affairs of this world. They're going to have their mind on God. And when the mind dwell off, they're going to deal with that issue. So they won't be out there deck the halls with balls of folly, whatever they call it anyway. La 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 la. Okay, well. I'm just saying, you say, hey, Brother Lamb, they call me to deliver. You got to have 8 cups of coffee. I mean, I know what you mean, buddy. Yeah. You ready? You ready, all right? You ready, all right? I renounce the heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups in metaphysics. I renounce all hypnosis. Oh, by the way, you need to break soul ties with your dentist. And I have a wonderful dentist. He is a gun collector. He knows how to make his own rounds. One of my friends goes there, and they go shooting together. Great guy, personality, the whole staff, they just love me. They say, oh, they were just like that. And I said, you tell them I was a preacher? Oh, yeah, I told him he was a preacher. I said, okay. Unless they have changed the rules, the dentists that I know that went to school all were trained in hypnosis. So if you can't take anesthesia, they want you to be able to catch the wound. Now, they may not be practicing witches, but they have to have an alternative if you can't take anesthesia. So you need to brace. You can't just sit up down there and say, okay, I'm here, take it, have you. Just blood, everything coming out. And you just walk out of there, thank you, I appreciate it, doctor. I'm ready to go get that steak right now. You better break them soul ties. The ungodly soul ties. My dentist has some good godly soul ties. Very nice guy. Retired military officer and everything. He speak English. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. I'm going to go here. All right. I renounce all hypnosis. Renounce all mind reading. I think I blew it out, Jerry. You're praying for me. I renounce mind control. Second sight. ESP. EST. And parapsychology. Okay. Father, I just repent right now. And I ask y'all to forgive me. Because my statement on the English part was not right. Because there are many people from many languages that love Jesus that don't speak English. And I ask y'all to forgive me. Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry. I know what I meant, but what came out the heart was what it was. So we got to deal with that. So Lord, oh boy. Felt like a child was right there. That devil was there. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. I meant what I said too, devil. Come out. I renounce water witching. Levitation. Body lifting. Table tipping. Automatic writing. Drawing. And composing. I got the gift, Brother Landry. I was just sitting down one day and all of a sudden I can just play everything out there. Just play it all. I can teach you a lot about that. I studied music in a very early age. And so because I learned how to play the trumpet, I took on the interest to learn how to play the trombone. Took on the interest to learn how to play the flute. I mean, that's not the flute, whatever they call it, French horn. I learned how to play the baritone. All boys like to beat drums, so I learned how to play drums. Then I learned how to play a whole set of drums. Then I learned how to pick on a piano so I can back up the singers when I played the nightclubs. I played mostly every instrument except the strings. And most of that was rooted in the fact of my interest. And I followed the direction of the Spirit that was working in me to pursue those other talents. I couldn't play none of those today, but I can tell you if you're not playing it right. I can read music. I can't play any instrument anymore today, but I can tell you if you're not playing it right. And there have been people who have just sat down and just began to just do the whole thing, automatic writing and composition and music, and it's a demonic power. Not all cases. A gift is something that has to be nurtured and developed and mentored. Not just you sit down there and then 2.5 hours later, all they got to do is play the beat and you got it. Something wrong with that picture. So you need to know the difference. I need to add that to our teaching there. All right. It's getting a little late. I renounce astral projection. I renounce soul travel. Thought projection and other demonic skills. I renounce mind control. Power of positive thinking. Positive control salesmanship. And demonic power to impose my will on others. Now, you and I, as deliverance workers, I'm going to stop at 5 o'clock, wherever we get, Lord willing. You and I, as deliverance workers, and as learners about the things of God, we have to be careful not to impose our will on others by creating an atmosphere of what we want from you. We just have to accept whatever God has given us. We have to be very careful not to do anything that would be considered manipulative. I mean, just think about it. We see a lot of that under the leadership of King David in his latter years with Absalom and all of those that worked that little scheme out to take down the throne. And some of us need to go back and study that because we got a lot of scheme in us, a lot of manipulation in us, and God's trying to get us free. If God don't open the door, don't try to open it yourself. I renounce all literature I have ever read in any fields contrary to God. I vow that I will destroy all these books in my possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, statues, signs, jewelry, charts, which are on my person or in my house. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the following. I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, vexes, and charms placed on me from any occult source. I break the curse of incest. I break the curse of illegitimacy. 10 generations back from off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false god, idols, false cult, or false religion. I renounce any initiation rite into any clubs, brotherhoods, lodges, fraternities, sororities, or orders which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, all demonic soul ties, all bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any human being, living or dead, who has ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold upon my family line as a result of the disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouse or ex-spouses. I break any curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me or my family from any occult source. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. If you have an issue with unforgiveness, you need to get that squared away. You're not going to do anything, get anywhere in this ministry or any ministry of God for that sake. If you're holding some bitterness, some unforgiveness against anybody that hurt or offended you. So you're going to have to deal with that issue. Father, I confess that I have not always loved, but I resented certain people. I confess this is sin. And I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive them. And help me to bless them. So as I call upon your name, Lord, I pray that you'll bring into my name, bring those names to my remembrance. Whether they be living or dead. And I'll quickly forgive them. And I will bless them. In Jesus' name. Now see, God wants you to bless those people because you want the godly heritage to come out of there. You don't want them to continue to be a curse to humanity. Amen? Now I don't want you to say anything at this moment. I'm going to issue some commands over your lives. And those of you that are in agreement, then we're going to break some curses over all of us, including myself. So, Father, I take authority. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of every person that's willing to participate, including myself. I bind the strong man, all of the ruling spirits, over each person's house is willing to participate and loose each person from that strong man. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any other spirits inside of each person. In Jesus' name, I take authority over evil power and evil strength, and I remind the principalities of power, I'm not going to fight you in the flesh. My weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. So I'm not going to fight you in the flesh. You will come out, you will lead the people. In Jesus' name. Over every person that's willing to participate, I break every ancestral curse and all of the multiples of ancestral curses and all the multiple spirits that came with the ancestral curses. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break them all in Jesus' name. All of the direct curses that came, spoken word curses, word curses, witchcraft curses, prayers amiss curses, every direct curses that have come against us in our lifetime. In Jesus' name, I break those direct curses. I break them in the name of Jesus. All the multiples of those curses, all of the spirits associated with those curses, I break them in the name of Jesus. I break those curses in Jesus' name. All of the indirect curses that we receive as a result of participating with someone, like in an abortion, or someone cursed us indirectly, like Jacob cursed Rachel. If you be anybody have your gods, they shall die. She died giving birth. I break those indirect curses. I break them. I break them. I break them in Jesus' name. All the multiples of those indirect curses, I break them in the name of Jesus. Don't go outside. You're gonna get a headache. You're gonna get a cold. You put a hat on your head. You just wash your hair. All those indirect curses. That's even the direct curse too. I break them. It's become indirect when you tell your brother, hey, mama just said, don't go out there, you'll get a cold. Break it in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Self-inflicted curses. I come against a self-inflicted curse. I can't eat that. I'll just break out with eyes. I get allergies, you know what I mean? It don't go down. I'm not into milk. I drink soy. How about you? Soy better for you anyway. Soy better for him because you like it because you can't drink what I can drink. Duh. Oh. Okay. Seasonal flus, self-inflicted curses, my diabetes. In the house, walk into a person's house, you ought to have wonderful music. I know Jared be playing music and the scriptures be playing. You better be able to come in and the house ought not be scattered with pictures everywhere. You ought to be walking out and say, ooh, boy, I just feel the presence of God. But then when you go in and you look on top of the refrigerator, you got a bear, everybody up there. All the men do in your house. Now, I'm not saying you might not have a need. The bear was invented by a Jew, so I don't have no problem with that. God help his people. You can get some things from a tree bark, you know. That's good. But what I'm saying, who you going to buy 3 for $10 for? Why don't we get one? So you can start getting off meds. You say, well, it was on sale at CVS. CVS got you. And we don't need to go on Fifth Street no more. They sell it out on the corner. Oh, never mind. Okay. I break those self-inflicted curses. I break those self-inflicted curses. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break them. I break them. I break them in Jesus' name. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break any curses on any living and non-living entities. I mean, idols, dolls, deck of cards, toy soldiers, whatever that we got into our possession. Or somebody put something in there and they know they had a whammy in it. They were practicing witches or warlocks. Much of that stuff is not so much what really, really happens, but there are a select few where this does happen. But any living or non-living entities that you have had in your possession, I want to break those curses right now. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them in Jesus' name. Now, I want to break the curse of compromise, because even myself I fall victim to that at one time or another. Well, you just don't want to say nothing. You just, you know, won't be disobedient to God. You know, I'm going to go to the world for help. I'm not going to go to God first. My doctor say. You know, I'm not saying you don't have that. I got friendly doctors and all that, everything. But if they get ready. I remember one time I was at one of my friends' doctor. One of my friends, a minister. And I was over there and I was having some problems. So I was trying to learn how to get rid of the sinus spirits. And so he said, well, Jim, you got it really inflamed now. I got to give you a shot. And I looked at him. I said, yeah, okay. So I said, well, I think that's the first time I had a shot in 10 or 12 years probably or something. I don't know. So anyway, the nurse come in there, she's saved too. She's just nice, she can beat you. She said, well, you need to drop your pants. I said, I saw nine nakedness to another. I said, you're going to hit me. I said, I got about 10 years of nursing. You're going to have to deltoid this one. That's the name of that muscle right there. Some of y'all wouldn't do nothing. Y'all just drop your pants. A woman looking all at your butt. It belonged to Miss Burke. That's my wife. No man ever looked on my wife. My wife don't go nowhere for no annual exam. A man reached all down in there. Well, I ain't went no way. Anybody looked at me? I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to help you. You got to go in there and clean the house again. All right. Okay. Well, so anyway, that's compromise. That's negotiation. That's preventative. That's not Jesus. I'm not saying you may not have to go there. I'm not saying you may not need some help. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying seek ye first the kingdom of God. All right. That's all I'm saying. All right. All right. Over all those curses we've broken in Jesus' name, and I break that curse of negotiation. I break the curse of compromise. All of the multiple spirits of those curses. Now I come against all of the spirits that have came over those curses to hold the curses in. I break all of the satanic seals over your life. I break it. 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 All the seals. I break them. I break them. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all the satanic protective shields. I break it. 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 All the satanic protective shields. And if I could teach you on this, there's a message I did teach on all the shields and seals and so forth. God's given us a seal to the day of redemption. Satan got seals. Some of the seals could be deacon board. Keep that pastor in check. And other seals could be demonic people that are working within the ranks. Okay? And some of us can be sealed ourselves. We can have all kinds of seals. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. I break those satanic shields. I break all satanic prayers over our life. I break them. I break them. I break them. All psychic prayers, prayers amiss, manipulated prayers, witchcraft prayers, prayers from Islamic groups, Mormon groups, Jehovah's Witness groups. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. I break those prayers of our life. I break them in Jesus' name. Now I break the prayers. You don't have faith to believe this is happening. Then you walk out here and say, well, we had a good meeting. And a week later, you're telling all your friends at the Bible meeting, well, I just know so-and-so putting stuff on me. Put it on! I got Jesus on me. You got to walk past that thing. You done curse yourself. You come all the way over here, spend $800 to get the stuff broken off of you, then you go home to everybody, your neighbor trying to get you. Hear the devil say, here we come. You got to stand to the plate. You're a soldier. Now, that don't mean you don't need resources, you won't need help. You need some help, call us, email me, I'll encourage you, get you ready for the next battle. But I'm not going to get you ready for retirement. I break all ties of the evil past. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all ties with any living and non-living entities. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. I command all the spirits to come up in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. And as I call your name, you're going to go. You're going to go where Jesus tells you to go. I ask God to send the angels of God to escort them out and change the shackles where they're unable to injure the people at all or cause any harm. I come against all the psychic spirits and witchcraft. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Psychic healer. Psychic reader. Spiritual reader. Go. Spiritual healer. Go. Spiritualist spirits. Go. The doctor spirit. Go. Reverend spirits. Go. All of the reader spirits, advisor spirits, ESP and psychic spirits, go! All root workers, go! Now, some of us might have been seduced by the telephone special office. Phone demons transferred through free prayers. Three questions answered by the phone. Two questions answered by the phone when you call the psychic channel. You go in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. I break all the portions. All potions. Go. Come out. All spirits and acupuncture. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Pendulum diagnosis. It's going to be a boy or girl. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Yin yang. You think it's cute. You like to watch the martial arts. Look at Orion in the book of Job. All the constellation spirits, they're all constellation demons, and they all there to take you down. The whole world been deceived by these spirits. So you yin-yang spirits, you come out of us in Jesus' name. Many of us, like myself, came from the hippie movement and the Black Power movement. I was in both of them. I had long hair. You couldn't tell what I was, where I was. Let's tell it like it is. I had some friends on both sides of the track. You come out of there, you yin-yang spirits. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirit of karate. Go in Jesus' name. You karate demons, you go in Jesus' name. I cast you out. All the martial arts. Come out of there. I did it for Jesus. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's breaking ice too, ain't he? Third eye spirit, you come out of there in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All the third eye in Jesus' name. Judo, come out of there. Selfish, they call it self-defense, but it's selfish spirits. Come out, Judo. You go in Jesus' name. Come out, Kung Fu. Come out of there. Come out, Bruce Lee. Get out of them in Jesus' name. Get out of there in Jesus' name. Now all the insect spirits, spider, come out spider, come out of there, all you spider spirits, cobras, come out cats, come out of there in Jesus' name. All the serpentine spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Come out all serpents, come out of there, all the scorpion spirits, you go in Jesus' name. You come out of there, you come out Kundalini, you go, come out of our backs, come out of our bowels, come out of our lower back, come out Leviathan spirits that put us asleep. Man of God, woman of God, preaching the word. We're about a halfway hour in, and you're going, oh, you snoring away. Leviathan. You look like a big old crocodile. His eyes been closed. You just coasting out there in Hollywood. You thinking the devil's saying, come on in. He's all wide open out there. They preaching the word. He don't even care. Leviathan demon. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All the spirits, I break the power of black mass over your life. Come out, Satan worship. I break his power in Jesus' name. And I already told the devil, the iniquity of the enemy shall return upon his own head. He loves curse, let curse return to him. But this camp here belongs to Jesus. You don't have any power here, devil. You're gone. Come out, all that UFO spirit. Go in Jesus' name. All spirits of mind control, spirits of confusion, spirits of baptism and witchcraft, go in Jesus' name. Ruler of witchcraft, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of witchcraft, go in Jesus' name. All the spirits from candle burning, tarot cards, tarot fortune cards. You go in Jesus' name. Psychic powers, poltergeist spirits, come out. Burning churn, come out. Ghost spirits, death by hypnosis, the evil eye, black arts, omens, and numerology. Go in Jesus' name. All of you, snakes, come out of there. Jezebel, go. Ahab, Buddha, go in Jesus' name. Go, all of the incense, all the smell from the incense, all of the gods that filled up the house with the incense. Incense burning, incense candles. You need to read the directions. You need to read on the back of there on what gods you burn in your house. With these, they got one candle spray called Indian spray, and he even got them sense to put on there say blessings. Now, what kind of house bless you gonna get from a can of Indian spray? So, well, I just was trying to make my house feel good, Brother Jim. Yeah, well, you invite the rest of them demons in too. Come out of there, all you horoscope spirits. Come out. Come out of there, horoscope. Come out of there. Come out, vampire curse. I'll break that vampire curse over us right now. Got a lot of vampires drawing blood downtown. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All those spirits, all those piercings that are in our arms and our bodies. Responsible for a lot of broken relationships and arthritis and everything else right now. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out, mythology. I just like to study, but I don't like to hold on to nothing. I just like to study. Come out, mythology. Passivity spirits. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Spirit of Cain. Come out, Cain. Balaam. Go, Balaam. Come out of there. The unholy trinity. Come out of there. Working lying miracles and spirits of demons. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Angel of the bottomless pit. Go. Spirits of Apollyon. Go. Come out of there. Whoredoms. Harlotry. Spirits trying to seduce us back to Babylon. Go. Come out of there. All the political spirits, political system, money system, religious system, Babylon. False prophets. Spirit of the beast. Come out, spirit of the dragon, the unholy trinity. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All the chief princes, the chief kings, the giants, the Babylon kings, towers, devils, princes, devils, serpents, dominions, generals, Alexander, and all the legions. Go in Jesus' name. All the chief rulers, the captains, chief captains. Come out. Balaam, go, son of the morning. Come out. Host of hell, Antichrist, Nimrod, great red dragon, false religious, Catholic spirits, all of the Catholic saints, all the spirits that enter in through the movies, through music, come out, through radio, go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All the spirit songs, all the songs that brought in spirits from the Orisha, from the African gods, from Nigeria, the Yorubaland tribe, through Santana music, Carlos, Jimi Hendrix, the Grateful Dead, jazz, rock, Dave Matthews Band, rap, drum beats, hip-hop. Go in Jesus' name. Get out of us in Jesus' name. All ungodly worship, go in Jesus' name. I break the Santa Maria curses. I break the Lakumi curses. I break the voodoo curses, Palo Monte curses, all mischief curses. I break them in the name of Jesus. I break those curses in Jesus' name. May we all stand. And I hope you enjoy your deliverance and continue to get some deliverance. I hope I get some deliverance because God called me out today too. So you see it. So you can't say you never seen a person that was a minister teaching deliverance call his own self out. And if you can't do that, then sit out because you ain't ready for the work. I mean, when you see it, you got to stop. You take thought about that. And I was steady going on, but I was thinking the whole time. I said, yep, I blew it. I need to get right. I want to be right. I want to know there's no second chance in this thing. If the enemy can, he'll strip the flesh off you right now. You'll be nothing but bones walking in here. If he could, right now he'd do it, but he can't do everything he wanted to do. Father, I want to close the door. Father, I pray in Jesus' name to bind up all the spirits in every category that I've named and commanded out today. Those that have not left yet, I command them to continue leaving until all have gone. And I ask you, Lord, to fill up all the vacancies and the voids in the minds of the body where all the evil spirits have left with the presence of the Holy Spirit and continue to do so until all of them have gone. I ask you, Lord, to pour out your healing power down over all areas of the mind and the body that have been ravaged, tormented, harmed, wounded in any way, and cleanse and heal these areas with your precious blood. Now I ask you, Lord, to assign as many of your ministering angels as needed to protect each person that was willing to submit for ministry until all the deliverance and healing and infilling of the Holy Spirit is completed. Now, Lord, I ask you to give each person present, Lord God, whatever they need to make them acutely aware each time the enemy tries to regain access so that each person can stop this access, this enemy, before it gets a foothold in their life. And so, Father, I pray right now the blessings of the Lord be upon the congregation of the Lord. I thank you for healing. I speak healing. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon the congregation. I bless them all in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the food that we're going to receive this afternoon. I bless the food that we're going to receive. I pray, Father, and pray over the baptisms that are going to take place directly after the food. And we're looking forward to our young people and those other people that might have signed up to get baptized today. Lord, we just want to bless the day and bless the services and bless the people of God in Jesus' name. May God bless you and be encouraged. I love you all. Have a great supper. God bless.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.